I love cell phones. I love cell phones because gone are the days when you'd like to make a phone call for an urgent reason and you have to find a payphone. And not only looking for the payphone, but to make sure you have some coins with you. If you don't have any coins, you find it, you find the payphone, you're out of luck. Or perhaps you're driving, you have forgotten something, you wanted to call someone, you can't because you don't have a phone. But now, because of all the cell phones, you're able to connect with people anytime you want. But there's also a disadvantage to that. The disadvantage is that when the cell phones that we have, we can be interrupted anytime. People can get a hold of us wherever we're at. I remember one Ash Wednesday, it was the 7:30 a.m. Mass. I came out to celebrate the liturgy. And of course, being the beginning of Lent, it was a little bit somber, quiet. The song was not upbeat because it was the beginning of the season of Lent. So I started Mass. And while I was preaching, I heard a phone ringing. And I was getting annoyed because this phone kept ringing and ringing and ringing. Then I lost my train of thought because I was interrupted because of that phone. Then the phone stopped ringing. I continued to preach. Then it rang again. And I said to myself, what is going on? I really wanted to tell the people to check their cell phones, but I didn't. I looked at the choir side, and they're all like, we don't know, Father, whose phone that is. I looked at the Mass coordinator, and the Mass coordinator did the same thing. I don't know whose phone that is. After the celebration of the liturgy, the phone rang again. And guess whose phone it was? Mine. And where did I leave my phone? I left my phone inside that little shelf of the lectern or the ambo. I totally forgot about it. But again, that phone ringing interrupted me during the celebration of the liturgy. I guess, or I suspect, that our God is a God who delights in cell phones. Because that's the way it seems to me that God interrupts us to get our attention. Let's take, for example, the first reading. In the first reading from the book of the prophet Jonah, we are told that Jonah was living his life. And he was comfortable with his life. And wham! He gets a call. He gets a call, and the call was from God. It says, up, Jonah! Go to Nineveh. Jonah then says to himself, nah, I'm not going to go. I mean, Jonah didn't have a cell phone then. So as far as he is concerned, God can wait. God can wait. So Jonah, when we read his book, we know that Jonah tried to avoid God. God says, go east. He goes west. God says, do this. and Jonah will do the other stuff. But the first reading today is the second part, the second chapter of Jonah's story, wherein Jonah finally said yes to God. When Jonah finally realized that God was calling him, he went to Nineveh, and when he responded to the call of God, something great happened. Something wonderful took place when he said yes. They listened to the message of God through Jonah, and the people of Nineveh repented. They changed, they reformed their lives, and God relented from the punishment, from destroying the city. We see the same pattern in today's gospel reading. Jesus, after hearing the death of his cousin John the Baptist, went out proclaiming the word of God, "Repent. The time of fulfillment is at hand." And then he saw two brothers as he was walking by the Sea of Galilee. He saw Simon, later to be named Peter, and Andrew. And then, instead of saying to Simon and Andrew, "Good morning, excuse me, do you have a minute to talk to me?" No, Jesus did not say that. Jesus rather says to the brothers, "Come, follow me." They heard the call, they dropped everything and followed Jesus. Then they walked a little farther, saw the Zebedee brothers, James and John. The same thing. Jesus could have said, "Excuse me, maybe we can have a chat, have some coffee." Jesus did not do that. Jesus then interrupts what they were doing. They were fishermen, they were mending their nets, living their lives in the way they normally do. And Jesus says, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they dropped their nets and followed Jesus. Jesus plunges into people's lives. And when he calls, Jesus does not give an option. Whenever God calls, there is a sense of urgency. There's a sense of urgency. And yes, it invites all of us to drop everything, to follow, to respond to the call of Jesus. My brothers and sisters, when we look at the stories in today's sacred scriptures, the story of Jonah, the story of the call of the first apostles, we know that when God calls, it is urgent. There's a sense of immediacy. Or perhaps, to borrow the words of St. Paul in our second reading, time is running out. Time is running out. When he calls, we need to respond. We need to respond. And when we respond, something great happens. When we say yes to our loving and gracious God. I wonder though, my brothers and sisters, I wonder how God is calling all of us today. God calls us to collaborate with Him, to work with Him. God in Jesus calls us to do God's work. And in doing God's work, God is always with us. During this time of transition in our nation, God is inviting us. God is calling us to do what? To bring healing, to bring unity, to bring reconciliation in this troubled nation. During this time of pandemic, God is calling us and inviting us to be His feet, to be his hands, to be his eyes, to be his ears, and more importantly, God is calling us to be his heart. There is so much need out there, my friends, and there is so much to do. And yes, God interrupts our lives today, and He is calling all of us. We at Holy Spirit, this parish community, as we know, we always rise to the occasion when someone is in need of help. We are known for that. We always rise to the occasion when someone is in need of help and we reach out and help. Just take, for example, how we supported the parish of Our Lady of Refuge. Because of the support and generosity of this parish, because we responded to the call, Our Lady of Refuge Parish continues to flourish even today. Even today. But my brothers and sisters, during this time of pandemic, we all know that God continues to call us to look at the needs, not only of our brothers and sisters, but to look at the needs of our diocese. There are many parishes out there. There are many parishes out there who continue to struggle because of this pandemic. And our parish of Holy Spirit is very fortunate. And I have to thank you for that. Because of your generosity, because of your kindness, because of your support, we continue to flourish. We continue to flourish. But there is a parish on the east side who has its employees basically laid off. And the priest is doing almost everything. There's another parish on the east side who continues to struggle. And the pastor told me that maybe they only have a few months left in their finances to be able to survive. Today, God calls us again and again to look around, to listen, and to help our diocese, especially during this time of pandemic. So we ask ourselves, how are we able to do that? God is calling us today to respond to the 2021 Annual Diocesan Appeal. And the 2021 Annual Diocesan Appeal is not only there to help the operations of the Chancery, but more so, the appeal is there to help all struggling parishes. All struggling parishes. This year, our parish is tasked to raise $290,000. $290,000. And I'm asking every single registered parishioner to pledge or to make a sacrificial gift of $300. If every single registered parishioner participated in this year's annual diocesan appeal, we will not only reach our goal, but certainly we will exceed our goal. And yes, my brothers and sisters, every dollar that exceeds our goal is given back to our parish. And yes, that rebate, that refund is beneficial for all of us. Why? It is beneficial because it will help us start rebuilding reserves, the much needed reserves. And those reserves will help us with capital improvements. And not only with capital improvements, but those reserves will help us during this pandemic to fund the unfunded needs. For example, the tents that we use for worship during this time of pandemic, for the outdoor worship. The lights that we use, or little things like paper towels, hand sanitizers. And yes, my friends, even the live streaming. My brothers and sisters, God is calling and inviting all of us today again. God comes, God calls, and God sends. And God, yes, is interrupting our lives today. But the response is ours. Just like Jonas, Simon Peter's, Andrew's, James, and John.